Chapter 105. On board the Goya, Tolland had now introduced Xavier and Rachel. The ship's geologist was looking increasingly baffled by the distinguished entourage standing before her in the hydrolab. In addition, Rachel's eagerness to run the tests and get off the ship as fast as possible was clearly making Xavier uneasy. "Take your time, Xavier," Tolland willed her. "We need to know everything." Xavier was talking now, her voice stiff. "In your documentary, Mike, you said those little metallic inclusions in the rock could form only in space." Tolland already felt a tremor of apprehension. "Chondrules form only in space. That's what NASA told me." "But according to these notes," Xavier said, holding up the pages, "that's not entirely true." Corky glared. "Of course it's true." Xavier scowled at Corky and waved the notes. "Last year, a young geologist named Lee Pollock out of Drew University was using a new breed of marine robot to do Pacific deep water crust sampling in the Mariana Trench and pulled up a loose rock that contained a geologic feature he had never seen before. The feature was quite similar in appearance to chondrules. He called them plagioclase stress inclusions, tiny bubbles of metal that apparently had been rehomogenized during deep ocean pressurization events. Dr. Pollock was amazed to find metallic bubbles in an ocean rock, and he formulated a unique theory to explain their presence." Corky grumbled.
"I suppose he would have to."
Xavier ignored him. "Dr. Pollock asserted that the rock formed in an ultra-deep oceanic environment, where extreme pressure metamorphosed a pre-existing rock, permitting some of the disparate metals to fuse." Tolland considered it. The Mariana Trench was 7 miles down, one of the last truly unexplored regions on the planet. Only a handful of robotic probes had ever ventured that deep, and most had collapsed well before they reached the bottom. The water pressure in the trench was enormous, an astounding 18,000 pounds per square inch, as opposed to a mere 14 pounds on the ocean surface. Oceanographers still had very little understanding of the geologic forces at the deepest ocean floor. "So this guy, Pollock, thinks the Mariana Trench can make rocks with chondrule-like features?"
"It's an extremely obscure theory," Xavier said. "In fact, it's never even been formally published. I only happened to stumble across Pollock's personal notes on the web by chance last month when I was doing research on fluid rock interactions for our upcoming Megaplume show. Otherwise, I never would have heard of it."
"The theory has never been published," Corky said, "because it's ridiculous. You need heat to form chondrules. There's no way water pressure could rearrange the crystalline structure of a rock."
"Pressure," Xavier fired back, "happens to be the single biggest contributor to geologic change on our planet. A little something called a metamorphic rock? Geology 101?
Corky scowled. Tolland realized Xavier had a point. Although heat did play a role in some of Earth's metamorphic geology, most metamorphic rocks were formed by extreme pressure. Incredibly, rocks deep in the Earth's crust were under so much pressure that they acted more like thick molasses than solid rock, becoming elastic and undergoing chemical changes as they did. Nonetheless, Dr. Pollock's theories still seemed like a stretch.
"Xavier," Tolland said, "I've never heard of water pressure alone chemically altering a rock. You're the geologist. What's your take?"
"Well," she said, flipping through her notes, "it sounds like water pressure isn't the only factor."
Xavier found a passage and read Pollock's notes verbatim.
"Oceanic crust in the Mariana Trench, already under enormous hydrostatic pressurization, can find itself further compressed by tectonic forces from the region's subduction zones."
"Of course," Tolland thought. "The Mariana Trench, in addition to being crushed under 7 miles of water, was a subduction zone. The compression line where the Pacific and Indian plates moved toward one another and collided. Combined pressures in the trench could be enormous. And because the area was so remote and dangerous to study, if there were chondrules down there, chances of anyone knowing about it were very slim.